It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Little football. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Brock Hunter. Welcome to the After Show podcast.
What's up, man?
Oh, shit.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
It's football time.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's a hell of a lot of football.
Dun, 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 dun.
For God's sakes.
Obviously, we are in, what, week six?
Yes.
In week six, there's been some great games being played, some crazy games being played. Big shock from this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree.
I didn't see the Chiefs losing.
The Chiefs. It's got to be.
Didn't see the Chiefs losing.
Chiefs lost to the Colts last night, the night game, 19-13. Not a high-scoring game at all.
Talk about this a little bit during the show, and yeah. I think I figured out the reason why the Chiefs lost. We got a little injury prone with the Chiefs. One of the linemen stepped on Mahomes' ankle, which kind of set him back for a second, and I really do think that was the turn of it, man.
Yeah.
As he was starting to gimp to the sideline, showing weakness, the crowd was like, you could hear him, oh, no.
Yep.
You know, but those next two series I watched, because I actually went to bed earlier than the end of the game.
Yeah.
But the after he got injured, I watched the next two series of Kansas City, and four and out. He's overthrowing. He was throwing it to the dirt. You could tell it got in his mind, man.
Well, and to be honest, too, they've had some good games, but I don't think he's been playing at the same caliber that he was last year. You're not taking anything away. He's still setting records. Yeah. It's nuts.
The past two games have really taken away from that.
Yeah.
Before that, he was on his way.
They were going over to his records too, and of course, Chris Collinsworth is just in love. He's almost more so than he was with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, that is his love for Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers-esque.
I think he likes watching the extended play.
Yeah.
I think he really enjoys that.
It'll be interesting to see how the Chiefs bounce back from this. Sometimes a dose of reality is good. You can be, yes, there are unstoppable teams, but there's a reason why a lot of teams don't go 16-0, 15-1. It's hard to do in the NFL.
Did you see their one touchdown and how that ended up? It was he dropped back to pass. They rushed, and, I mean, they were coming hard, and he reverse booted out. Like 15 yards back. I mean, a potential like 25
yard loss. Oh, yeah, it
would have
been a big loss. Yeah.
He tosses it into the end zone.
Yep.
Just like, man, like just creating that much more time.
Yeah.
And then you watch the next QB try to do it, and you're like, damn, that guy looks slow. But then you just realize you watch Mahomes.
Yeah, like, yeah. Mahomes is very fast. He is. The Colts are using that Bissett or whatever. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they lost Luck. He retired. Now who do we got? Yeah. But he's actually doing a pretty good job. And honestly, their offense looked good. Their defense looked good, talking about the Colts, of course. And, I don't think they're a team to be completely blown off.
Have
you
noticed more so lately that the teams that are really winning and the teams that have great records and the teams that are really tough to play this year is just the calmness of the QB position?
You got to be.
It's so important. Like, you watch Trubisky, and I'm not taking anything away from Trubisky. He's got his problems, but he has great things with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes out and plays, and he kind of almost like, he's moving his feet too much. He's too spastic, a little jittery
in the pocket.
Yeah, you can just feel it. And you can tell.
Yeah.
And like some of the like Rodgers. I swear to God, Rodgers, like his face doesn't change the whole game. He just has that demeanor of like relaxed, even pressure coming. And you got to think, man, NFL linemen are fucking huge.
Yeah.
And to really be calm in situations like that takes experience, and it takes a special type of person, really.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to be calm around monsters coming to just tear your head
God
off.
No. Yeah, guys are there to whoop your ass.
But the best teams, you can just feel the calmness. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking first snap of the game. Like, Mahomes went out for the first snap, and I'm kind of studying him. You know, we were both QBs, and we kind of have understand, like, what happens in the huddle and what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of studying. I'm just trying to think, you know, what is his demeanor? How is he talking in the huddle?
Yeah.
Dude, he's just calm. You could just tell. It's like, did you even warm up?
He's ready for the game mentally, I think, before each snap. But
which is crazy because he's young.
It was interesting to see the fact that they only had, what, one scoring touchdown, one touchdown.
Yeah, they shut him down basically, man.
And then two field goals, I believe. So
one more thing I want to say about Mahomes. Can we give props to whoever trained this guy from college to NFL?
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and look up college highlights from Mahomes.
Yeah.
And watch how he throws the ball. Dude, he's a baseball player.
And he still does. He still he drops the ball
to his waist, basically.
Yep.
Cam Newton had that problem.
Yep.
Doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
He's got great form throwing the ball, and somebody taught him. Somebody said, you got to stop. I mean, he still has the baseball throw.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could see him sidearm at a
sidearm should only be used in certain situations. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You can't, because when you got guys that can reach, they got a big arm span and can block those. I mean, it's tough to make a career on the sidearm.
Rodgers will do it. Stafford will do it.
Favre did it.
Yep. Mahomes does it. But like I said, somebody's got to give props to that trainer, that QB trainer, because dude, he turned somebody that was good into somebody that's proven
to
be fantastic.
I agree, and he's already off to a great start. And I'm not selling out Mahomes now at this point, because it's one game. Sometimes you have off games.
Honestly,
the Colts came to play.
Might be good for the Chiefs.
It could be.
The Patriots have proved that throughout the years. You know, it seems like they always lose like the ninth game of the season, the 10th game, and then they get really upset and pissed off and go into playoffs with some fire.
Yeah.
It's like the past couple of years, like there's been specific teams like, dude, just don't piss them off.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to beat them, just walk off the field with your head, you know. Just don't piss them off.
Because they'll end up winning. Well, that, and they have the easiest schedule ever. But we won't get into that this week. We won't start that. Let's talk about some other games here. Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. That was Thursday. That was a close game. Eagles annihilated the Jets 31-6. Oh, the Jets are in the Patriots conference. Go figure. Panthers had a close one against the Jags 34-27. Vikings beat up on the Giants 28-10. I guess Cousins actually had a pretty decent game.
Yeah.
Can't stand that guy. Texans 53, Falcons 32. 53 points.
Wow.
And the Falcons are really still kind of the same team that they were.
That's a weird team.
It's so weird.
It's a weird team.
So
weird.
Let's see. Saints beat the Bucs without Drew Brees, 31-24.
So, Drew, did you hear about this surgery he got?
Uh-huh.
They used some like new technology. And he broke his thumb, right?
Yeah.
He broke his thumb, and he was supposed to be out to like, the ninth week? So, he was supposed to be out for like 8 weeks. And with this new technology, they said he'll be back in 5.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I guess like 3 days after the surgery, like Breeze came out. He's like, dude, I can grip a ball. I don't feel it. I don't feel any pain.
Well, that's crazy.
He's like, I feel great. He's like, I don't even know what they did to my hand, but it's working.
They gave him a bionic thumb.
But they're like, no, he ain't going in.
Yeah.
He's still waiting it out.
Yeah. So, but hey, the Saints can win.
Yeah.
Just keep the team in it, you know?
It's always weird to me if somebody gets injured early and the team ends up just killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always like, do you put the other guy back on? I mean, it's Breeze. Come on, we can't really.
No, at this
that's
point.
That's a no-brainer. But
some
other situations, I'm like,
It's
kind of like the Foles thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to have kept Foles.
Yeah.
You know, even though he's hurt, but.
Yeah, Foles isn't doing much this year. But again, he got hurt, so it's hard to say. Titans lost to the Bills 14-7. Cardinals edged one out against the Bengals, 26-23. Patriots destroyed the Redskins after taking. They were down at half.
Were they really?
They were down at half going into it, and then they came back 33-7. Ravens beat the Steelers 26-23. Raiders edged one out against the Bears. That was a close one, 24-21. Broncos beat up on the Chargers 20-13. Packers had a commanding lead for most of the game, which is tough. That's always scary.
Yeah, they took their foot off the pedal, though.
34-24 against the Cowboys. Packers defense looking awesome.
They do.
Jones, the Packers running back, tied a franchise record, touchdowns in a game with four of them.
Nice.
Rodgers, no throwing touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Right.
Honestly,
that's good, though.
Yep.
That's good because you know Rodgers can throw. It's not not a problem.
But again, though, we've always relied on Rodgers' arm, and you can't do that. You got to have a running game.
Yeah.
You got to be able to have a running game, especially when it comes in. You and I always talk about, I think one of the hardest things to do is inside the 10-yard line.
Oh, yeah.
That red zone.
Yeah, red zone's
is
no joke.
Brutal, dude.
It is.
Yeah, honestly,
12th defender is that back line.
Right? I would almost rather have like a first and goal from like the 8 and lose about 8 yards.
Yeah.
and take it back and give yourself some room.
He's what you do in red zone, man. You run play action. I don't care if it's under the center or shotgun. I'm not opposed to shotgun in red zone.
Yeah, no.
But you run play action.
Yep.
You run play action because it's going to set. You know what I say? I say you do it three times in a row.
Yeah.
Because they're going to bite on the run, one of those.
Well, especially when you think about what? Contact up to 5 yards?
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, if you're on the 4,
yep.
That's a yard into the end zone that you can have contact with.
Yeah.
Oh.
You run play action, man, and if you have a running quarterback, you boot. You have the option of throwing it out. You have the option of running. You have the option of throwing to a receiver. It's a no-brainer. The up-the-middle shit in the red zone now is just, the NFL's too good for it. They're expecting it.
Ooh.
Especially when you're doing it on first down. We know you're going to run the ball.
Yeah.
It's like there were a few times in the Chiefs game last night. I'm like, guys, it's a game. It's a game of chess here. They know you're going to run the ball.
Yep.
Stop it. You're a running power team. The Colts are a running power team.
Yep.
I know you're going to run it.
Yep.
Switch it up.
It's tough, though. It's dude, those short routes, five and outs, button hooks, all that. Dude.
You know what was weird last night?
A four-yard slant, five-yard slant.
I was comparing coaching to roulette last night.
Yeah.
So roulette, you got red and black. You can compare that to running or throwing.
Yep.
You can go red throw or black pat, or run. You got your, 1 and 12, those options where a little bit less of odds in roulette.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the big play. If you throw a big play downfield, maybe less chances of completing a bit. But if you hit it, it's big.
Yeah.
And then putting your chips on a number is just almost like just going for the bomb.
Yeah.
The end zone bomb. It's not going to happen all the time. But when you hit it big. And the momentum comes to your side. It was kind of weird. I don't know why I was comparing it to roulette. But there's a lot of similarities with coaching like that. Like you're trying to outsmart the run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got red, 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 black, black, red, 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 red. Of course you're going to go with red, but maybe go with black.
I don't think people give enough credit to offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, everything like that.
There's a lot more chess going on.
It's a strategy game for sure. For sure. Because you can't just go out there and, hug it, chug it, football. You got to really think about it.
There's a reason you see Rodgers with the ball at the end of the game. They plan it that way half the time.
Yep.
I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
No.
But. With 6 minutes left and there's a situation where you need to score to win, I would rather have Rodgers on the field than the defense.
Yeah, for sure.
The defense is playing good.
They are. They are doing really well, and they're helping us out. But if you're looking a need-to-score possession.
I mean, there's a reason the Patriots defer all the time and win all the coin tosses somehow.
Somehow.
A reason they defer.
Deflated coins,
Oh, my God. Don't get into it.
Today, Monday night, 49ers, Browns. Who do you got?
Browns.
I'm actually going to take the Browns on this one, too. Yeah. 49ers really haven't done much.
I think they have something to prove tonight, and they have to.
Yeah, everyone was real gung-ho about the Browns, and they have not quite performed what I think people thought they were going to do, especially with Odell. Who else is the other receiver? They're stacked.
Yeah, yeah.
Back and then,
why am I drawing a blank here?
I can't remember.
God dang it.
Anyway, it's the one
guy. They're stacked.
Yeah, they're stacked.
They're stacked. You know what, Mayfield? You need to just chill out a little bit, sit in the pocket, pick your receivers.
Big game for next Monday. Big game for next Monday. Well, the Patriots got it easy. They got the Giants, of course. Packers and Lions next Monday.
Oh, boy.
At Green Bay. Lions, unfortunately, are playing really good football.
Yeah.
They are giving a lot of teams, good teams, a run for their money.
I'm going to call that, though. That's going to be a blow-up. Packers got that one.
You think so?
The Lions are good, man, but it seems like the Lions are always – listen to this. The Lions always play good when they've been playing shitty.
Yeah.
Well, the Lions have been playing good, so I don't see them continuing it. I think the Packers are going to blow them out, especially because of last year, too.
Well, we have not beat the Lions in the last four showings.
I almost say that's an advantage for you guys.
You know what? Everyone keeps talking about how the Lions are. No, the Lions aren't in first place. They've played less games, and now the Packers are 4-1, 800, and we've beaten all the teams. Well, if we beat the Lions, we're going to have a nice lead into our conference, into the getting that title.
So I'm going to say two things.
Yep.
I'm calling it the Packers are going to blow them out. But if they don't, and the Lions win this game, they're going to the playoffs.
You think if the Lions win this game?
I think this is the top of the hill, man. Or this is the reach halfway up the hill, I should say. If you get past this point, the confidence that the Lions are going to have after that game, if they win, is going to be phenomenal. And they're going to ride a wave.
So they beat the Chargers 13-10. They tied the Cardinals, beat the Eagles, which that's what I was like, oh, you know. Yeah. And then they almost beat the Chiefs 34-30.
How much did they beat the Eagles by?
27-24.
So it was a close game.
And see, we started off really strong against the Eagles, and then
it was still a close game between Green Bay. Yep. Dude, this is going to be a good game.
I think it is going to be a good game. Or what I hope is,
at
Lambeau, our team is just fucking angry because they shut us out the last game of the season at Lambeau last year. That was a game I went to. Shut us out at home. Rodgers got hurt that game.
Yeah.
He played like one series. They shut us out. We have not beat them in the last four showings. I hope the Packers are just fucking pissed going into that game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't be.
Yeah. But boy, almost beat the Chiefs.
I think it's going to be a bigger game for the Lions.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
They have, dude, if
yeah, if they it. If they want a chance to win the division, absolutely.
They have to.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's some other big games next week. Let's see who else we got that will be a decent game. Eagles, Vikings, that could be a good game. Texans and Chiefs. That should be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Rest are kind of meh. So, there you go.
Football in full effect, ladies and gentlemen.
Some good games,
it
man. I am surprised.
It died off at all.
The big one was the Chiefs losing to the Colts. I did not see that coming.
Neither.
I did not.
I
maybe give more credit to the Colts.
You know what, though? Look out. Here it comes. The Chiefs are going to – now they're pissed. And they're way too explosive to piss off.
It could be very dangerous, or
dude,
does the team implode? You know, that's the thing.
I don't know.
A team can do one of two things. They can either implode and watch the season crumble apart, or like the Patriots last year started 2-2. Everyone was like, oh, they're done. Then they won the Super Bowl.
I don't see them imploding, especially with the coach.
Andy Reid,
the way they've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't know if you noticed last night, because I only caught the first half of that game last night.
Yeah.
But did you notice how easy it is for the Chiefs to pick up like 12, 15, 18 yards?
Yeah. Well,
they with ease. They make it look like
they have so many weapons on that team.
It's ridiculous.
Kelce, you can constantly count on Kelce. And even though you know Mahomes is going to throw it to him, he still catches that goddamn ball. He still gets open.
Creates so much extra time with his feet. You know what that reminds me of? Sitting back in the, not in a pocket, but flag football, you have so much time to throw the ball in flag football.
Yep.
Somebody's going to get open. At one point or the other, somebody is going to find a window, and
especially
you're
when you have talented receivers that know how to get open.
And then you got Mahomes creating an extra 5 seconds with his feet. Yep. Somebody is going to get open.
Yep.
That's why they're getting these 18-yard third and 18. Dude, they're going to get it. I just know it.
He learned from the best, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, if you want to say that, then yes.
It's true. It's true. He just doesn't do it as well. All right, let's get out of here before we start another conversation.
Son of a bitch!
We start yelling at each other for 30 minutes. All right, well, good luck to your teams.
You know what? That was a nice, calm conversation.
You know
I like that.
I feel good. I feel very content. I'm very happy.
Next week, I'm going to wring your fucking neck.
Well, hope you wear a bulletproof vest because I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah? Bring it.
What if he shot you in the face? What if he shot me in the face?
Yeah, that's a chance we're willing to take.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time on the Plan B After Show podcast. Make sure you explore more on our website where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6-10. We'll see you later.
Hey, the guy loves football.